Saram, dear listeners, and it's time for Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. I'm Team Radio Sai's Bishu, and today we are not going to have the regular Bhajan Classroom. We're going to take a break from the vintage Sai Bhajan Classroom which we've been having for the last 3 weeks, because this is the special birthday week. The birthday celebrations just concluded yesterday, and the Puttaparthi is filled with those birthday vibes. And I think in some parts of the world, they just concluded or concluding. And I thought we should just spend some more time in these beautiful vibrations of the birthday. So today is going to be a very special session of reminiscing the birthday through music. I'm going to play for you the song that was sung on the birthday morning. It was specially composed for the birthday, for the 91st birthday, by brothers Ashwat and Anirudh. And it was such a meaningful, beautiful song. It had so many tenets of Bhagwan's message and his life. Once you listen to this, then we'll take on from this song and listen to some beautiful bhajan medleys that we have come up with in the recent times. And then something else beautiful also awaits for you. So let's get started with this birthday song, which was a beautiful offering on the morning of November 23rd, 2016.
Sarodam rakshanam mo, sarodam పలుకు కొరకు
భారము విభూదేవి మరుపు కొరకు
త్రేతను సగిన కోర్గెను చేసు కొరకు
అవతరించెను అచ్యుతుడవని అడుగు నామేసువి సత్యసాయను చునిత్య పఠన ఏ ఊర చూసిన ఈ నామేసువి సత్యసాయను చునిత్య జపము ఈ నోట విన్నను ఈ నామేసువి సాయి రామ
So that was the beautiful presentation on the birthday morning, and as it concluded, you had the crescendo going up, which was a speedy session of the Narayana Bhajan. And you know, bhajans, when they go into that crescendo, they have their own charm, isn't it? Somehow they completely mesmerize you. You get lost completely. There is no room for your mind to actually waver even for a second anywhere else, because the bhajan absorbs you, your senses, your mind, your faculties, your limbs, everything. I think that is the power of the way the Sai Bhajan format is. And in fact, of late we have experimented with it. If you have heard any of the bhajan medleys, where we try to take the speed to a new level, to a new dimension, just so that you just swim in the wave of the ecstasy of the bhajan. And what I'm going to do now is play for you one such medley, the Narayana Bhajan medley. Enjoy it.
Shyama Sundara Madana Gopala Sachidananda Sai Gopala Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana Hari Narayana
ನಿರಂಜನ ಭವ ಭಯ ಭಂಜನ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಾರಾಯಣ
the medley. The power of bhajan singing, the power of collective bhajan singing, the power of collective vibrant bhajan singing, the power of collective vibrant mesmerizing bhajan singing is something really, really awesome. Something which can really ensure that we are completely immersed with the Lord, in the Lord, for the Lord. I am reminded of the bhajan Sai Baba Gita Sudha, because that bhajan talks about this beautiful ambrosia that the Sai bhajans are. And I am mentioning this bhajan because I am going to play today something for you which is based on Sai Baba Gita Sudha, but which has a very beautiful feel to it. And a beautiful dimension to it. Let's listen to Sai Baba Gita Sudha, just the first two lines, and then we'll move on to something really beautiful.
Sai Baba Gita Sudha, madhuram madhuram anandam. Gita Sudha Madhuram Madhuram Anandam Sai Baba Gita Sudha Madhuram Madhuram Anandam Sai Baba Gita Sudha Madhuram Madhuram Anandam
So what you're going to listen next is something that is based on the basic tune of Sai Baba Gita Sudha, but which takes you onto a different plane. Listen to this, and then we'll talk about it.
My face and the beat of my heart, it's all part of your grace. There's a song in my soul with a sweet harmony. With you as my goal, you're watching over me. I need nothing more than to think of your name and to know know that you love me in this world's crazy game. You're the one true way, and from below and above, I dance to your play, and I swim in your love. This love never dies, it's a song without end, and these tears in my eyes are for you, my best friend. You're the king of my heart, you're my everything. I know we'll never part, and it's for you I sing. Sai Baba, 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 Sai Baba. This love never dies, it's a song with no end, and these tears in my eyes are for you, my best friend. Oh Sai Baba, oh Sai Baba, Sai, Sai, Sai Baba,
Sai Baba. It's bliss, that sweet, sweet name.
Wasn't that beautiful? That was Dana Gillespie, the famous legendary blues singer. She is here in Prashant NLM, and my mind goes back to how on every birthday Bhagwan would give her an opportunity to sing. On so many birthdays she offered her love to Bhagwan in the form of lovely songs, and how the Western audience resonated so much with her compositions. Her first performance before Bhagwan was during Swami's 70th birthday celebrations, and after that she performed on so many occasions, and her songs always reflected many emotions that go with deep love for the divine, celebration, mysticism, longing and friendship. And if you see the lyrics of this song, true love is an art that leaves tears on my face, and the beat of my heart, it's all part of your grace. There is a song in my soul with a sweet harmony, with you as my goal, you watching over me. I need nothing more than to think of your name, and to know that you love me in this world's crazy game. You are the one true way, and from below and above, I dance through your play and I swim in your love. This love never dies. It's a song without end. And these tears in my eyes are for you, my best friend. You are the king of my heart. You are my everything. I know we will never part. And it's for you I sing. Sai Baba. This love never dies. It's a song with no end. And these tears in my eyes are for you, my best friend. O Sai Baba. And I need nothing more than to think of your name. It's bliss, it's bliss, that sweet, sweet name. This is what is Sai Baba Gita Sudha, where you need nothing more than to just think of his name, because it is just bliss, it is bliss, it is sweet. There cannot be anything sweeter, more blissful than his name. Dear listeners, we have this hour on Radio Sai every Thursday to dwell on the bliss of his name, to think of the bliss of his name, to sing his name with more clarity, with more feeling. And even though we are not having a regular bhajan tutor session today, I am so happy that we are just dwelling on the profundity and the beauty and the mysticism of his name. And this English song that you heard so beautifully conveys that. In fact, we have received requests to have bhajan tutor sessions for English songs and English bhajans, because we have so many devotees in the West and other areas, other parts of the world, where they sing English songs in South Africa, in Australia. So perhaps with Swami's grace, one day we will have English bhajans classroom in this regular radio bhajan tutor sessions. Swami willing, anything is possible. And now, before I conclude this special session of bhajan tutor, let's listen to one more medley, and with that we will conclude. There are so many medleys that we have done in this birthday season, and they are all available in the Sai Blossom product, Sai Bhajan Medley Volume 2. These are just samples of that product. Please enjoy the Sai Bhajan Medley, and with this we'll conclude this special session of Bhajan Tutor.
Me Thank you.
So with that, we come to the end of this special session of Bhajan Tutor, in which you heard a potpourri of bhajan medleys, English bhajans, and of course, our reflections on the birthday morning. Next week, we'll be back with a new bhajan, the next in our vintage Sai Bhajan classroom. We have decided to do 9 bhajans in the vintage Sai Bhajan classroom. In this first batch, we have done 3. Next week, you're going to have the 4th bhajan in this series. It's time now to move on to the next segment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhithyasanam. Brother Prem is waiting to take over. I will be back after an hour, and we will have a fresh episode of Outside Inside, Deep Inside. Today we're going to continue to listen to the panel discussion with former students of Bhagwan's institutions working now in his hospital, how Bhagwan shaped them to be his chosen instruments in his healthcare mission. You'll also listen to incredible stories about the coming up of the hospital from someone who built the hospital, who was chosen by Bhagwan to oversee the construction of the hospital, Mr. Jayant Bose. So plenty of beautiful moments and incredible moments about the hospital in Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nidhithyasanam. Thank you so much. Sayonara.